Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is the bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:02 on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking at a tweet, Del, from Stuart Mandel. He says what he learned from doing the spring top 25. This could be Georgia's year, really. JT Daniels is as good. He's got as good a shot at getting this done for Georgia as anybody.
He probably is their best thrower of the football since Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
Probably a more talented player than Aaron Murray, too. Probably the most talented starting quarterback for Georgia since Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
So, sure. But we've been saying this about Georgia since 19-whatever, since Herschel. But, they're always very talented.
Herschel won in 80, I believe.
Yeah, 1980. So we're talking, 41 years now?
Yeah.
Sure, but Georgia is up there. Kirby's done a great job in securing talent to match. And now, hopefully, if you're a Georgia fan, he's decided he's going to move into a more modern offense and passing game and look to his rival, I don't know the geography, but to the west, Alabama's west of Georgia, and say, hey, you win games by throwing it to all those really good guys on the outside. You don't just keep handing it to Chubb and Michelle. You got close doing it, and then you couldn't score enough, and then they beat you in overtime. So you recruit receivers, too. Throw them the football. Now, they have some issues. George Pickens, who would have been maybe a first-round pick, got hurt out for the year. So they do have some issues there, but they got guys. JT Daniels is the guy to take advantage of those guys.
I'm more confident in Oklahoma than Clemson.
Oklahoma's probably the more complete team. Defensively, they're probably going to be really good. Clemson is... that's interesting. Clemson...
Ukulele is going to be...
That's not his name. It's DJ Uiagalelei, not ukulele.
What?
Uiagalelei.
That's what I said.
No, you said ukulele. That's an instrument. I mean, they'll be fine. Clemson will still be in the ACC title game and probably will win it. I do have some concerns about who's going to bail them out. Like, Travis Etienne did a lot of, even in a down year last year, he did a lot of, hey, it's like 3rd and 8. We're just going to throw you a screen and you pick up a first down for us. I mean, we saw the quarterback last year. He was fine and better than fine his 2 games. I don't think there'll be much of a drop off there. I do wonder. The running game, some question marks about who'll be their top back. I guess it'd be Lynn J. Dixon, but this is a clear drop-off as far as the running back position is concerned. The receivers, they'll be fine there, but I could see it. I think Oklahoma has less questions.
Miami and Utah got a lot better with the portal.
Utah got a quarterback. What's his name? Was it Brewer from Baltimore? I think it was Brewer from Baylor. He went spring game, went 15-15, so everyone's excited about that. Miami got a receiver, a defensive end, and also a corner. They're probably going to get a linebacker in the portal, which is their biggest concern. Yeah. I just know Utah got the more impactful player because he plays quarterback.
That's interesting. Spencer Rattler or Keaton Slovis?
Well, who has the track record?
Spencer Rattler.
Or even the coaches of developing. Now, Sam Darnold was that's been a little bit ago now, but I guess that goes on Clay Helton's resume. But I'm taking the guy who, continues to produce first-rounders or second-rounders and certainly Heisman Trophy finalists.
First overall picks.
Or either they're going to be a first overall pick, a Heisman winner or a Heisman finalist. Those are the options for quarterback at Oklahoma the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep. And Alejandro Villanueva has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Ravens. He said, I'll see you, Pittsburgh. Bye.
And they made the deal, I don't know if it's official, but they agreed to the deal today, so it doesn't affect their compensatory formula, Baltimore did. But yeah, new Raven, Alejandro Villanueva. They needed a guy because they traded Orlando Brown because he didn't want to play right tackle. Because Ronnie Stanley's already there. Then I got to move Ronnie Stanley from left tackle when he's healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
So they trade him. They get Villanueva. And, you know, one of the best teams in the league remains that way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I mean, we all know what that's about. Can Lamar develop as a passer?
Yeah. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Astros in action tonight. Anybody, any thoughts? You're more than welcome to get in and talk about that. It's going to be does it have to be a Star Wars theme? Do we have to do that?
Talk tonight? To ESPN about that. They're the one doing the broadcast.
Yeah, they're doing the broadcast.
They did the Marvel one last night. Star Wars this tonight.
Is it going to take away from the booing and the garbage can pounding tonight?
I don't know. I imagine it'll be, if we were taking what they did last night as a preview, it'll be like if a home run is hit, it may sound like a lightsaber. I don't know.
But I can't. I just don't want it to take away from any of the,
you're
the
concerned
grief
about that
the Astros are going to catch.
Oh,
tonight.
That won't take away from it because the only people who will actually be able to hear all that ESPN stuff is us. The Astros will still, and you get to watch the local broadcast, right?
Yeah,
and that won't have any of that stuff.
It won't. No. I don't know. Is it on? If it's on ESPN,
I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Maybe they have the night off.
That they might be the night off.
Yeah,
because it is a national game. ESPN will get it.
Yeah, it's probably the case.
But I just don't want to take away from any of the vitriol for the Astros.
Wouldn't you want it to take away from
those 20 guys that weren't here at the time?
Well, no one recognizes that. Just like, look, it's the uniform is all that matters.
Because
is George Springer, now that he's playing, getting booed in Toronto?
No, he doesn't get booed.
No, Marwin didn't get booed, and he was one of the worst offenders.
Yeah.
No.
Jake Marisnik, they loved his flowing locks.
Yeah, it matters if you have the uniform on.
That's all. If you're wearing an Astros uniform, you're a horrible, rotten, cheater person.
Well, the Astros have reached Yankees level. Like, the Yankees, guys, this is the product. This is how the game is. Guys move in and out, and people still hate the Yankees. Like, I don't like the Yankees because of they were really good when I was a kid, and that was the Pettit, Clemens, Derek Jeter era. And I still don't like the Yankees. And none of those guys remain. It's a uniform now. That's where the Astros have reached, a uniform that people dislike.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No, I don't like it. You want to hate our team? It's fine. It's better than being apathetic. Like, what do you think of when you see a Marlins jersey?
2-time World Series champion.
Oh, is that what you see? Oh, it's the Marlins.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
A winning franchise.
What do you look at when you see the Orioles jersey? Nothing.
I'm sure there's a Richard Justice story that I'm thinking of or something.
I'm sure, yes.
About the Orioles.
There's a Cal plenty Ripken. Of Richard Justice Earl
I
Weaver
think of
stories.
Cal Ripken.
Huh?
I think of Cal Ripken.
You think of Cal Ripken?
Sure.
What do you see when you see a Twins jersey?
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. But I mean,
way back when.
But and you see an Astros jersey? Just hatred? That's
no,
what you
I see.
Cheaters?
I see a team who brought great joy to a city when it needed it most.
Yeah.
Now, somebody outside the city might think differently.
Well,
but I'm inside.
People.
Yeah, but I'm inside the city.
No one cares about those people. No one gives a rat's ass about anyone who thinks negatively about our team.
They'll get their chance tonight. Oh, the poor put-upon Yankees fans will get a chance to get their revenge.
How many are they going to have? Half?
I don't know what Yankee stadium
What have the Yankees been doing attendance-wise? I'm sure this will pick attendance up if they're lagging in attendance. The Astros being in town will pick it up.
I'm trying to figure out. They opened the season with limited seating. I don't know if they've updated it. So I don't know where they are. Apparently 11,000.
Is that what they've
That been? Was the initial. I'm not sure if it's been upgraded since.
Well, that's easy to find out.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is go to the Yankees and see their attendance. Their schedule and see how many people they've had at the ballpark. They have had, no, it's basically been 10,000.
So right around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe they'll get a full house for what they can actually bring
in. How about at Baltimore games, 6,600? I don't know if they're – listen, it's kind of funny. It, you know, we're all saying, well, it's limited seating, limited amount of people can go and all that. Well, they're not hitting the max on the limited seating at Minute Maid.
No, Baltimore is 11,000. That's their max for this year. It's funny, the Braves are at 100%. Actually, it was at least on as of May, starting May 7th, the Braves are going to go to 100%.
Starting May 7th, they're going to go to 100%. It'll be interesting to see how many people actually go.
Yeah.
Because you could get 21,000 in there at Minute Maid every game, and they're not hitting 21,000.
It's not surprising. I mean, movie theaters are back open. They do all the safety things.
They're starting
that they
to
tell
get fuller
you.
Now.
I imagine the summer, it gets closer and closer. People are going to want to get out and go see movies. But initially, people are like, nah. Like the movie theater in my home has been open for a bit now. And I'll drive by there coming home. And, you know, matinees are not going to have a lot of people. But even if I'm out on a Saturday, it's like, huh, people are still a little wary. And I think if you can get that first blockbuster that motivates people, I don't know if Black Widow will be that for people. It's another Marvel movie that'll get people in the building. And actually, you know what? I did see people that was pretty packed for Godzilla versus Kong. I think blockbusters are the remedy for this, and that's what the summer's for.
Well, and so is the, it's typical Astros. Over the weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday game against Oakland, they had 21,000. Then for the Angels, they had a weekend series, 21, 21, 21. Yeah. But during the week, it's...
Dollar hot dog night not coming through?
No, 11,000, 14,000, 12,000. Plus, I think a little bit it still is might be, I don't know if I can get tickets. I don't want to go. It's only limited seating. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I want to go yet.
Let's see if they're good, which they should be in the summer. Let's see what those, and if they're even if they're still having limited attendance in the summer during those weeknights, I want to. It'll be interesting what that number is.
Yeah, but it's also interesting that you know they're getting 12,000 out there for a game. That's what they would have gotten. That's probably what they would have had in the stadium. Period.
Yeah.
Or there's still a lot of people that are still leery of going.
I think so. What's you would know better? What's a normal weekend night? Not a weekend, a weekday night during the summer for the Astros.
Yeah, they should be around 20.
Well, yeah.
15 to 20.
That would be a normal number for them?
Yeah.
So I wonder, capacities at 21 plus, whatever it might be. I wonder if they'll get close to that number since people will be getting to the ballpark in that in those numbers anyway.
At Cleveland, Friday, Saturday, Sunday games. At Baltimore, I'm trying to find some. The Angels, no, it was probably a little bit better. Tampa was here. They had 28,000, 25,000. Yeah, I mean, they've been, because they've been good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's see, Monday, Tuesday. That's at Milwaukee. No, you know, they've had their stinkers in there, but for the most part, it's 25 to 30,000.
You think it's a psychology thing? People hear limited capacity even during the, and they're like, well, means I can't go, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though there's plenty of tickets available.
I do know a buddy of mine does concerts, and he's like, starting to get back now. The bands are all starting to come back.
We're talking about Justin?
And the people are starting to come back.
We're talking about Justin?
Yeah.
I got tickets to a concert. It's not his fault. It's been the pandemic. It's been rescheduled twice, and now it's rescheduled a third time. But he'll honor the tickets. I bought them before the pandemic. I'm still waiting. I'm going to go. I've been vaccinated, so obviously – a little less concerned, and it'll be like probably 2 years from the time it was scheduled, or at least a year and a half from the time it was originally scheduled to the time they're actually going to be here. I'm going.
Hells yeah. 10:15 ESPN 90. If you get on a plane, why wouldn't you go to a concert?
Well,
and that was before you were vaccinated.
I went there. Well, the plane was like one of those obligatory travel things. You're like, yeah, I haven't seen your mom in 8 months.
Yeah.
Time to go. This one is like for my own just, hey,
so
this is fun, but I'm going.
Which is better, the concert or going to mom's?
Well, the mom thing was weird because she worked in California at a bank, and they're like, yeah, if you can't come really in any real contact with anyone who gets on a plane, so we couldn't even hug. And we had to be, even in the same house, we had to be distant because unless I was, you know, fully vaccinated, which no one was at the time.
Yeah, guess what? They didn't know. So John wants the poors to spend that stimmy on Astros games.
The poors.
Elitist.
He is an
Diamond
elitist.
Club jerk. What?
Who called you a Diamond Club jerk?
Art.
Well, you are a jerk.
I'm a jerk, but not a Diamond Club jerk. Yeah, I don't have those tickets.
That's Chad's doing.
Yeah. 1016 ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, the Jets just got kicked in the junk. Quinnen Williams is going to miss 8 to 10 weeks following foot surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. What does that mean as far? Well, he'll miss all the offseason program. 8 to 10 weeks. You're looking at two and a half months. Well, he'll be back for training camp, right?
He's going to be sidelined for 2 to 3 months. That'll
May, June, July. He'll be back for training camp.
I guess he'll be back, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how the recovery goes. Two and a half months. He should be back.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help, certainly.
He should be ready to go for the team's summer training camp. So that ain't going to be so bad. Let's get Eric in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Eric.
Hey guys, great show as usual. I just have a quick question. Is there any way that Packers would trade Rodgers to the Texans and Texans give him like a first and second round next year or some picks? And John, do you think Micah's hot from Channel 13? And Bill, do you prefer tacos or chicken? Or chicken tacos?
You mean do I prefer beef tacos to chicken tacos?
Or do you like tacos or chicken? Rotisserie chicken?
I mean, I like both. I like tacos quite a bit.
John, what about Micah? She's pretty hot on Channel 13.
Yeah, we heard your question.
Yeah, I heard your question.
He's not going to answer that question.
Yeah, I don't know if I should.
A lot of your questions, I would say you went 0 for 3 for questions. I mean, the second one, John's not going to answer. The first one,
Micah Hatfield.
No, the Texans aren't going to be able to trade a first and second for Aaron Rodgers. It's not occurring.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And so, as far as tacos versus chicken, depends on the taco. There are some tacos I'm going to take over chicken. Others I'm not.
Yeah, so
can you prepare chicken multiple ways, Eric? Spicy chicken may win out over everything. Spicy chicken taco? Then you got a different ball game.
I mean,
that's all.
That's a totally different deal.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say you went 0 for 3.
On your questions?
On his questions, yeah. I mean, with your SD energy, small D energy.
Whoa. Wow. Again with the D, you're going right to his D all the time.
Weak D, small D.
Yeah.
Both occur for Eric.
It doesn't appear that seems a little bit aggressive to be.
I mean, don't come in the paint. That's all. No layups here. Shout out to Raheel and David Nuno.
There it is. Speaking of Micah. Micah's a fine young journalist.
Yeah, but John's not going to make comments on her looks. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, does she do her job well?
Yeah.
We are allies. Yeah. Some of us are, at least.
Yeah. I mean, and it's important, you know.
I mean, sure, there's an aesthetic quality to being on TV.
It's television. It's a visual. Yes.
That is a thing. Some people can be in sports map videos, while others can't.
Yeah. Micah's a fine-looking young woman.
And I'm sure very talented. Yeah. I don't know her personally. I don't know. I don't even know what she looks
like. I've met her a couple of times.
Micah Hatfield is what you
Michael
said?
Micah Hatfield, yeah.
That with an M-Y?
I don't know that. Like, I think it might be like Micah
Parsons.
I don't know.
Well, no one's like Micah Parsons.
No. Spelled that way.
No,
I don't know.
It's M-Y.
It's M-Y-C-A-H. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. M-Y-C-A-H. So that's different than Micah Parsons. Yes. And she's a lot different than Micah Parsons. Yeah,
Micah,
anyway.
Micah is a fine. No, I don't know if anyone's saying that. Micah's a fine young man.
No one has ever said that. No one is going to say that. Did you see what Joe Judge said about Daniel Jones?
No.
He says, Joe Judge, look.
I did see this.
Yeah. He said, what I would say about the injury last year is it was much more serious than maybe people thought on the outside. I would say probably 90% of players in the league who would have had that injury, including quarterbacks, would have been on the IR for the remainder of the year. That's just the reality of it.
Yep.
It was much more severe than maybe he allowed people to know or the information that was put out there. And we're going to protect our players by not disclosing everything.
You won't protect them by sitting them down then? If he's banged up beyond almost anyone who could handle? Like, who? Like, he's saying only 10% of the people who play the game could have handled that injury. Then why are you playing your franchise quarterback?
Right, when you're out of it.
Or well, were they weren't out of it. The division was so bad, they were still in it. So that's your explanation for why he kept playing.
Yeah,
that's the way to explain to people why he threw 11 touchdowns and 10 picks and had a worse year than he did his rookie year. He was hurt.
I will tell you this. David Sills thinks he's a beast. A beast.
The same guy who Lance doesn't.
Lance makes. Yeah, because Lance was given the business by West Virginia fans.
Mm-hmm.
But David Sills says, man, this guy is he's something special. And anybody who all of these ESPN shows that, by the way, I tried watching 5 minutes of Stephen A. And
why would you do that? Name? Max.
Holy crap. It's
Are you not to the point where you're just going to go to that network for the games
it? I'm criticizing and I am in Houston while they're there national making $20 million a year. All I'm saying is that's not my cup of tea. Anyway, asking whether or not Daniel Jones, if the Giants should draft a quarterback, wow. I mean, to me, Josh Allen is a lesson for everybody.
Everyone's ignoring the Josh Allen lesson. I mean, you hear it with Daniel Jones, and he's going to go into his third year. We're hearing it with Tua going into a second year. The Dolphins really need to use this year to decide if Tua's any good. He's going to be I mean, sure, if he's a disaster,
right?
Then you make a decision. But if he has a Kyler Murray type year, which is, if you notice, Kyler Murray is kind of show some signs, and other times you're like, whatever. I don't hear anyone talking about the Cardinals going, man, they really need to make a decision. It's the process has been fast forwarded.
Oh yeah,
with quarterbacks.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why. Well, the Sam Darnold thing. Yeah, he missed a lot of throws and everything else. I just think. We'll see. If Joe Brady makes Sam Darnold look good this year, if Sam Darnold looks good, they make the playoffs. I mean, you want to talk about the Jets just screwing the pooch.
It'll further confirm what I and a lot of people have said. Adam Gase is a ruiner of offensive talent. Dolphins players got better. And if we start to see Sam Darnold, who people buried, becomes... Maybe he doesn't live up to what everyone thought in year one with Joe Brady, but if he becomes a guy, people are like, Panthers don't need a quarterback anymore. They just throw another shovel of dirt on Adam Gase.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, did he land anywhere?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen anywhere.
No, not an OC anywhere. If you look at his OC resume, it's not that impressive. In fact, he was the play caller in New York, and they had the worst offense in a row 2 years. Worst offense 2 years in a row. That's his resume. Who's hiring that guy to be an OC anywhere?
Well, because of 1 year with Jay Cutler, I guess.
Where he made Jay Cutler look competent. But what about all the other years? What about Ryan Tannehill becoming a better player when he got away from him? And if Sam Darnold does it too, man, just get him out of my face. Look, the NFL, you can fail and find another job. Maybe he... Which I guess he's a quarterback guy as a position coach, but who wants him coaching quarterbacks?
I don't want him coaching mine, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe no one hires him as an OC, but if you want, but he goes down even a lower level, he's been bad with quarterbacks too.
He thinks Eric is the best. He loves asking about newscast.
He loves that too.
He loves that.
It's Art, congratulations. You're in the company with Eric Wong and Gilbert.
Yeah.
Those are the two guys.
Those are your comps.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance has just comped you. Well, I have to. Gilbert.
Yeah.
Lover of strengths, funny, weaknesses, and obsession with newscasters.
Right. You, Eric, and Gilbert. Congratulations. Yeah,
Eric's not funny. That would be in a weakness category.
Well, see, I don't know about your whole weak T thing that you keep putting on him.
No, I just said this time he's not funny.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of weaknesses. He's undraftable, I think.
Who, Eric?
Yeah. He's not even a street free agent. Lance gave him a 3.0 number, and I don't think their levels go that low.
Donnie wants to talk about Eric's calls. What do you say, Donnie?
Did Eric mention that milk on Channel 2 in the morning?
That's OU Mike.
Oh.
Yeah.
The MILF at Channel 2?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. 1029 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Still one more segment. Then News of the Weird comes your way. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:32 ESPN 97.5. The Astros taking on the Yankees tonight. Just looking at the numbers, the Astros have five hitters hitting better than any Yankee. Five. And that doesn't even include Jose Altuve. And Jose Altuve is a better hitter than most all of their hitters, too. So the Astros are definitely hitting better. There's no question about it. The Yankees are hitting .221 as a team. You got Granke tonight. You got Garcia. And I thought it was going to be Emmanuel. There was a thought that maybe it was going to be Emmanuel because you got a lot of good left-handed hitters in that line. Of course, you got big, strong right-handed hitters. And Luis Garcia, after his last couple of starts, deserves it. Luis Garcia has looked pretty good. But the Astros going in there, and they, you know what? They love playing in Yankee Stadium. Love playing in Yankee Stadium.
Do they?
Yeah, they really do.
Have things gone well?
Yeah. Remember Dallas Keuchel went in there and won a wild card game?
Mm-hmm.
You lost three games there in the postseason. You won all four at home.
I do remember that.
What
about 2018? Did they play the Red Sox?
Oh, no, they played the Red Sox. Ass handed to them in
19?
Was it 19?
I know. Altuve hit the homer here to win it. How did that? Did they win a game in Yankee Stadium?
Oh, no, that was the three games that they lost there. I went to New York. Me and Raheel, we went to New York to go see the series.
That was a seven-game series, too? I thought they won it in 6 in 19.
Yeah, I'm talking about...
17.
I'm talking about probably 18.
18, they lost to the Red Sox. Did they beat the Yankees in the series before?
Yeah, they beat the Yankees, but they looked like crap in Yankee Stadium, if I'm not mistaken.
I got to pull up their postseason.
They did. Well, Keuchel's a while ago now.
That was
15. With 2015.
Yeah.
That was a while ago. But they ain't scared of Yankee Stadium. Screw Yankee Stadium. You know what? Watch Granke go in there. Just mow him down. Just be such a Granke. He loves playing in big places. He doesn't have any kind of personality disorders that would hurt him from playing in a big stadium like that.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
In 18, they beat the Indians in the divisional round, then lost the Red Sox. In 19, they... obviously lost with the eight outs to go.
They beat the Yankees.
They beat
here,
the Yankees in the
But they
ALC.
Got their ass handed to them in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how those series played out because that was a six game series win, right? They won that series 4-2. So did they? If they won it in six, then they would have to have won one game in Yankee Stadium, right?
Well, look it up.
I'm looking it up because it was 2-3-2. Yeah. I believe, right?
It was, you'll have to look it up. I can't remember. I thought they won it in seven here. You're right. The Aroldis Chapman homer?
Homer was a
six-game series?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm a baseball guy, John.
I know you're a baseball guy.
Or I just have a dumbass memory. AL, I'm bringing it up right now. The Yankees won the first game here, 7-0. And then the Astros fought back to win three in a row, including two at Yankee Stadium. And then the Yankees won.
Then the Yankees
game
won
five,
4-1, and then
Astros won. Yeah. So the Astros have had some recent success in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
in the playoffs at least.
In the postseason, last year did not play the Yankees in the postseason.
No.
So, yeah, I ain't scared of Yankee Stadium. Screw you, Yankee Stadium. ain't nobody scared of you, a-holes. Hey, where is that letter that was supposed to be opened by a judge?
I believe it's buried.
Yeah.
I'm sure the CIA has it in one of their vaults, never to be seen again.
Speaking of which, I'm watching Murder Among the Mormons. Have you seen that?
Oh, I think I started an episode but didn't get to the next. Is it a movie?
No, it's a series.
I think I saw maybe the start of one episode, but I didn't get through it. I think I just got distracted.
Oh. Holy crap. You want to talk about, wow. I don't want to be car bombed or anything, but.
You better watch yourself.
No.
Maybe I saw more than one. Maybe I got through the first one, didn't see it. Yeah, it was. Holy. It was rough.
Wow. I didn't know the history of the Mormon Church, how, you know, that was how Joe Smith, that's how, not Joe Smith, Joseph Smith.
Yes.
Not Joe Smith, a reliever. He didn't start the church.
No.
Joseph Smith started the church by seeing a vision.
Mm-hmm.
An angel came down and then he found the gold plates. I didn't know any of that, but yikes.
And this also,
yeah, I'm not refuting it. And I'm not, listen.
You better.
I am not refuting that right here and now.
And look, I don't know what's true. Hell, the Netflix documentarians could just be lying, because you know I'm not looking to persecute the Mormon Church. But it all started, according to the series, because of a guy who was a world class forger, and to cover up some of the forgeries and the bad business dealings, allegedly people had to go.
Gotta go.
I'm not saying it's true.
No.
I'm just saying.
So what do? We send them pipe bombs.
The series says pipe bombs are sent.
What? No, I think that's pretty well documented.
I don't know, John. I'm just telling you what the series told me. I didn't do any research on it.
Huh? I didn't see the pipe bombs per se, but I saw the results of them.
Yeah, or maybe
you know, explosions.
Maybe
and people dead.
Or maybe some of that stuff was fabricated to make this gentleman look bad.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I just don't want to jump to any conclusions, mainly because I don't want a pipe bomb sent my way.
Yeah. No. I'm with you on that one. I don't need any pipe bombs in the mail. Thank you very much. Did you see Daryl Morey go after LeBron?
Yeah, Daryl Morey took the Twitter. If you guys didn't see or didn't hear, LeBron's had some complaints about the play-in.
Now
there's a real
he's on the
there.
Border of it.
Yeah. Now they won last night and Portland lost, so they're alone in, I guess, now fifth place with Dallas in sixth and Portland in seventh. But yeah, there's a shot the Lakers are in the play-in game, and LeBron's going to be out for at least a week or so, maybe more. So yeah, he's saying anyone who's in the play-in game should get, the guy who thought that idea up should get fired was what he said, and Daryl Morey responded, look, Mark Cuban, who else did this? Luka, all the guys who are in position to play in it, all of a sudden you don't want it. But you know what? You know what the NBA would love? If somehow the Lakers saw Steph in a play-in scenario? The decision makers who decided on the play-in tournament, they should get bonuses. The NBA can promote and sell Steph versus LeBron in a play-in game, all the money. Or even Dame versus Steph, which is probably more likely. Give it, yeah, that guy gets, or that person gets a bonus.
Do you like the superhero cartoon?
That was kind of dumb yesterday.
Promos they're doing?
Oh, they had a whole broadcast of it. It was kind of dumb yesterday. I didn't care.
You didn't?
No. Oh, look. Oh, Zion's Captain America?
Yeah.
Okay. Great, I guess. Whatever.
Well, it's the same company. It's Disney promoting Disney.
More money for Mickey.
Yep.
So sure, it's fine, but it didn't. I actually tuned in to look at it, and I thought, okay, I'm done. Like 2 minutes, I was like, okay.
I just saw the promos, and I thought, that's pretty good. Daryl Morey tweeted this out. I can't believe the NBA hastily implemented a change that makes games more interesting and meaningful. And then he put, what's his name from Jeff Bridges?
From
when he's dude.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, he's dude. This aggression will not stand, man.
We talked about it. The Wizards have something to play for. And not only just to be in the play-in.
And look how they're playing.
They have a shot to actually host a play-in game. And that's what they're going to go for. You're adding more teams.
Although, wouldn't they be playing like this anyway? Because they're still they're right there in the playoff race.
I have to pull it up. They're a bit back from the eighth seed, not too far back. So they would still be going forward, but there would be some with so few games to go. The chances of catching who I guess at this point is Charlotte. Let me see where they're at.
They're trying to catch Charlotte.
So certainly they could. Yeah, they would still
a game
be in
and
it.
A half. Absolutely.
Yeah, but before they went on this run of eight in the last 10, that seemed a little far.
Yeah, they picked up four games.
So they might have decided not to do it if not for the fact that they know being in 10 guaranteed them a spot to at least try to make the official playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, and look at the West. Now, the Spurs, we don't particularly care about. They're fading, but they've lost their last four, but they're number 10 right now. You're telling me Dallas and Portland aren't going to be trying hard down the stretch to avoid being in the play-in or seeing Golden State? Because right now, it's between the Lakers, Dallas, and Portland to see who sees Golden State in game one.
Right.
Who wants that?
I don't want that heat.
No, so those teams are going to be trying really hard. It's good for the competitiveness down the stretch.
John Morant got thrown out last night, too. Memphis is right there at the 9 seed.
And he took to Twitter to call the refs clowns.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
So how much do you get fined for using Twitter to insult the referees?
I don't think that's the best way to do it, if you want to know the truth.
If you want to keep money in your pocket.
Yeah. Man.
Would you watch, like, we're all sports people here. Depending on the matchup, are you going to be sitting in front of the TV watching playing games? Like, if you know it's Steph versus Dame or Steph versus LeBron, would you sit down? Or even Steph versus Luka?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think the East is a little less entertaining.
Well, the East is the East.
Like, if you're going to...
The four seed, you're not... What's in the West? What's in the East?
Yeah, I mean, you got the Eastern Conference champions who are actually playing better in the Heat. We'll see what they do now in the sixth seed. But do you really care if the Celtics play Charlotte? Like, Kemba versus Terry Rozier or Jaylen Brown?
No.
No. I mean, the only thing there would be all the connections. If Gordon Hayward's back, former Celtic, that stuff. But do I care about Indiana versus Russ and Bradley Beal?
No.
No. It's the West.
Well, because the West is so much deeper anyway.
Even just that. It's just you got real superstars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the prospect of Dame versus Steph in a game, it wouldn't be winner take all because in their position, they would just play a loser would play the winner of this 9-10. But Dame versus Steph or Dame versus Luka, Dame versus LeBron.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All that stuff is good. Those combinations are good. The East, not so much.
Yep. And it looks like Steph is definitely going to be in.
Yeah, they're making the play.
Yeah, they're in one of those slots.
Yeah, and I hope they're in eight because it means 6, 7, and 5 are all trying to avoid them.
Yeah, 7 will play 8, by the way.
Yeah, it's not 7 versus 10, 7 versus 8.
7 versus 8.
9 versus 10. And the loser of 7-8 plays the winner of 9-10. And obviously, 7-8 winner is in as a 7 seed.
As a 7 seed. All right, 713-780-3776. No, that's it. You're done because we got News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Triller is threatening legal action, Del, for everybody who illegally streamed the Jake Paul-Ben Askren fight. Did you illegally stream it?
No,
illegally stream a lot of stuff, though.
Not a lot. Some stuff, certainly.
Yeah.
But not that, because on principle, I wasn't going to watch that fight, because I don't care about Jake Paul. I'm not going to buy into the YouTuber-turned-athlete thing, so I'm out.
I'm out, too. Did you see how people waited outside of Florida's first White Castle 4 hours?
For some steamed hamburgers?
Oh, it's not even hamburger.
Or whatever the meat is, or if it's meat at all.
It's not meat. It's not really meat. I mean, I grew up with White Castle, and it's just not that interesting, people.
I encounter White Castle for the first time when I was a kid and went to Florida. Didn't have them in California. I didn't eat them. I looked at them like, that doesn't look inviting. I'm not eating that. Even as a kid, I was like, nah, I'm out.
It was great at 2 in the morning when you were wasted.
Understood.
Yeah. It was great. And their fries are great. Got great fries. And onion rings, too. The burgers are...
I wasn't given a chance.
You feel like dog do the next day.
My older cousins, they loaded up on the burgers, and I was like, I guess I'm not... I guess we're going someplace else, so I'm not eating, because I'm not touching that.
That's... You're such a
snob. You got to have standards, John. No, I'm not a snob. You could take it to McDonald's. I would have been fine.
Del, there's a time traveler who's here from the year 2582. He says astronauts will discover Earth clone this weekend. So this weekend, are you looking forward to it's Mother's Day weekend?
I hope there is Earth 2. Is that what he's saying? There's going to
be a clone planet Earth. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Is it like pure and uninhabited?
Exact clone of our Earth with a mirrored effect. You're going to be left-handed. Do you think you should be left-handed? How do you think you'll be as a left-hander?
I already do stuff with my left hand, John.
Oh.
I throw a football. Do you think... is he saying... It's a different dimension where there's another me and another you on that planet, or is it a planet uninhabited? And if we go there, we'll have a do-over planet.
It's a clone planet.
So there's a left-handed version of me there.
Apparently, if it's going to be a clone
wallowing,
because you're looking in the mirror, aren't you going to have to throw left-handed?
I don't know how that works. I love comic books, so I'm not sure how the clone planet stuff works. I just hope my self on Earth 2 has achieved more.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a delegate, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He's filed a suit, Del. He wants to find out who called him a gay Democrat.
What?
And he wants them prosecuted.
For calling him a Democrat or gay? Which one is he more offended by?
Gay Democrat. I don't know. Which one do you think he's more offended by?
Where's he from? What part of the country?
He filed a definition in Norfolk, Virginia.
Virginia. I don't know. I don't know. Does he identify as a gay person or a Republican?
Apparently not. I don't know what he did. I don't know which one he's more offended by. I have no idea.
Well, hopefully if this man has been offended, he gets everything he deserves. Because, you know, if you're offended, the thing you need to do is sue.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Men, apparently there's a new study out. Men who wear Ralph Lauren polo shirts are more likely to cheat.
Because they're more attractive, or is there some psychological thing?
I don't know why. I guess if you wear that, you start looking. You got a wandering eye.
Is it because you feel good about yourself? Like, maybe. Look, the woman I'm with doesn't deserve me in this shirt. I got to find a better woman who does deserve me in this shirt.
Do you deserve me? Well, look at my shirt.
And looking at you and looking at my shirt, you don't deserve me.
Mm-hmm.
This woman I'm allegedly committed to, I got to go find someone else.
I don't know.
I hope the women, they have decided to cheat on their...
Everybody, come see how good I look.
I hope the women they decide to cheat on their significant others with are an upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do that, you might as well find an upgrade.
Yeah.
Because you're doing something wrong to begin with.
Apparently there is a town in the Netherlands that is moving the refugee walk route because they're really rich and they don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, keep the poors away from us.
Yeah.
The most predictable thing ever, that that rich people wouldn't want refugees walking near them.
Yeah.
And their places of
We're going to move your little parade route.
Hey, excuse me. You're too poor to walk near us. Mm-hmm. We're going to need you to take it a couple blocks over. Not surprising.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Louisiana Senate was busy. They voted unanimously to make it illegal for employers to discriminate against someone because of their hairstyle.
Okay.
Do you think that people with crazy hair should be able to work just like people without crazy hair.
See, I don't think I mean, from what I don't know why this law was fought, but I feel like it's less about the crazy hair because I've seen these stories. Well, up, you got braids, you can't work here. We're firing you. Your hair has to be a certain texture or look. I mean, it's not an issue for everyone, but I know for African Americans, mm-hmm. you see these videos where like kids are thrown out of school because they have braids.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's about that more than, oh, you got purple hair. I wonder.
Well, I think that's too.
It's probably included.
I think they're all included.
Hey, go work at Freebirds. They don't care about your hair.
Right. And look, I mean,
And Starbucks.
I mean, this is, you think they're discriminating against Jackie because he's bald.
No, I don't.
Because they're making statutes about people with hair.
I don't think they're discriminating against Jackie because he's bald. I hope they are.
You just hope that Jackie's being discriminated
because
against.
He's Jackie.
Yeah. Nashville man is in some trouble, Dell. Apparently he was drunk. Now he's got a tattoo on his forehead. So, and then he looks like he would have a colostomy bag, but apparently he was swinging his colostomy bag at police. And this landed him in the pokey.
It would keep me away from him. I understand why you're doing it if you're trying to keep the police away from you. He had tattoos on his head?
On his forehead,
On his forehead. Let me think of one of your friends. Like, say they had the same personality. They were the same person. Nothing's changed about them, but they have a tattoo on their forehead. Would you still hang out with them?
No.
No?
I can't hang out with you anymore. Because you're a poor decision maker.
You don't hang out with poor decision makers?
Oh, I may hang out with a lot of poor decisions. Yeah. But that's an even poorer decision than I want to be.
What if they wore a hat when they're around
you? Well, that's okay, though.
Okay. So it's not about poor
decisions. Can you keep that hat on?
So it's not about poor decisions. You don't want to be embarrassed.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A new study finds air pollution may cloud older white men's thinking and memory. Do you think...
How did this study come about?
Do you think that I might have a problem... With air pollution, is that why I can't remember stuff?
I think that's why you're bad in big cities. I think that's why you like the golf, because you get some fresh air and you go highest elevations of the city. You're above all the pollution.
I am above the pollution
at Wildcat, so you're just fine.
No, absolutely. Do you have a problem with a 19-year-old who helped set up his mom's OnlyFans account?
As long as he gets a cut, I think it's a venture worthwhile. Like, if he just set it up, like, does he help her upload videos, or did he just set up the initial? Look, there's a line. If your mother is not great online, and if you want to, look, it's creepy, understood. But if you say, hey, this is how you set up your OnlyFans, this is how the accounts work, this is how your money will come in. But if you are uploading her videos and content, nah, I'm out on you.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to see all that.
Nah, out.
Yeah. See, she's a bigger woman.
That's so terrible way to end News of the Weird.
Well,
now you got people thinking about their moms and OnlyFans.
Yeah, I would never upload my mom's OnlyFans video.
Look, we've all had the thing where someone in your family walks in front of you naked and then you didn't want to see it. If you're uploading your mother's content consistently, how does that warp you?
No, that's bad. 10:56, Charlie's next. Right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.